Hey, good evening, everyone. So they told me this was going to be one of the easiest presentations I've done. They said you go up on stage, there's going to be a bunch of developers. You've got 20 minutes, teach them how to design. So that sounds pretty easy. I'm going to try doing that. I've never done that. So I'm Jonathan. I'm a designer, and I'm also a product manager working at Adobe. I currently work on Adobe's new tool called Experience Design CC. So before I get to that, quick show of hands. How many of you guys are developers, engineers? OK. How many of you guys are designers? Any PMs in the crowd? OK. Any QEs? OK. So one of the things I want to do in the next 20 minutes is basically walk you all through what Experience Design CC has to offer, and how you as an individual who are responsible for building different parts of the product can leverage this tool for some of the work that you guys do. So how many of y'all have heard about Adobe Experience Design CC? OK, that's a good bunch. How many of you guys have actually used it? OK, cool. So I want to spend a few minutes talking about what this tool is and what it actually helps you do. So at Adobe, we were looking back at the design process a designer goes through. And if you go back a couple of years, you look at the various stages in design, it always started from sketching, wireframing, visual design, interaction design. Then you got into prototyping, and then finally actually production, where you build your design. Now, if you look at the tools that Adobe had, they fit into very specific categories, like Photoshop, Illustrator. They would help you with very specific workflows. So what Adobe did was we looked at the whole design process and how it has evolved over the last couple of years. If you look at the design process today, you don't have wireframing as a separate process. You don't have prototyping as a separate process. It's more integrated. You design, you build your interactions as a part of your design. All of that has become one cohesive unit. So this was an opportunity for Adobe to rethink the entire design process and the tools we build around it. So Adobe Experience Design CC is the first app that Adobe has built tailored to a very specific workflow. So XD is an app that allows you to design and build experiences for screens. Now, when I say screens, I'm referring to a mobile app, a website, a desktop app, anything that's going to be perceived or interacted using a screen. One of the key things I want to highlight is we've taken the actual design process and built that into the actual app. So when you think of designing for screens, it involves different stages. You design, you prototype your interactions, you share, you collaborate with other designers, stakeholders. So the main focus of XD has been to take all of those different segments and build them around one app. So if you notice, XD has a design and a prototyping tab. I'll cover some of the details of what these tabs offer and also talk about how you can bring in collaboration and sharing. So at a very high level, the way XD works is we have a Mac app, we have a Windows app. Now, this is another key differentiator. Traditionally, the way Adobe built apps versus how we built XD. So XD is one of Adobe's first apps where we've natively built it on Mac. And we've also taken the same approach for Windows. So for Windows, this is a complete Windows 10 UWP app that we've built. We also have companion apps on iOS and Android, which are the preview apps. And then we have a bunch of workflows in the browser, which ties in the whole collaboration and stakeholder experience. So I'll show you how all these different pieces come together in the workflow. So now, as individuals who are building different parts of a product every day, we encounter situations where we have an idea or we have something we want to express. Now, for example, if you're an engineer, you run into a scenario where you're trying to explain a specific flow, maybe to a stakeholder, maybe to your designer, or you're a product manager who's trying to quickly put together an idea and you want to demonstrate how things are going to sequence out. So we tend to do this using different methods. We sketch things out. Sometimes, if you're proficient with another tool, you'll mock it up in another application. I want to show you how you can leverage XD to do some of these, different workflows that you'll have using a single application. So for example, if you look at this the couple of screens that I put up over here, it's a very small flow of a sign-up process. And this has been designed using XD completely. So I'm going to show you how you can do something as quick as this using XD without, you know, really having to learn design or learn a complete new tool. So a couple of things I want to point out. When you look at this application, you've got two main tabs on the top. You've got the design tab, and then you've got the prototyping tab. So I want to spend some time talking about the design tab and show you how you can use some of the design features first. So if you look on the left-hand side, you've got all your basic tools. These are your basic shapes. You've got the pen tool for anyone feeling too adventurous. You've got your basic text. And on the right, you've got something we call as a property inspector. So the way this works is, and I'm going to show you a couple of examples of how you can use this tool to build things. So I'm going to go ahead, take the ellipse tool, draw a shape. You notice when I've drawn something, the property inspector contextually shows me properties for that object. So you can do basic operations like, you know, change the color of it, add a border. And as you position stuff, you get these guides that help you place things. Similarly, you've got text. So you can type something over here. And then you've got a whole bunch of text properties that you can change from your to apply styles. So it's really simple to get started with XD. If you worked with any image editing tool or any design tool, you've got all of your basic functionality of shapes, text, and you know your contextual property inspector. Unlike the other traditional Adobe apps, you don't have a whole bunch of panels to deal with. There are no panels except for one property inspector, which switches depending on what tool you're working with. Now, if you're trying to put something together, I know this is a tedious process of drawing everything and building everything. And that's where we've done something interesting where if you open up the menu, we've actually got a whole bunch of UI kits that we bundle inside the product. And if you guys attended some of the design sessions earlier, we actually have a new Microsoft UI kit that we are working on with Microsoft, which has some of the new components of their design system. So you've got all of these pre-baked components right there ready for you, which you can copy paste and bring into your design document to reuse across your designs. So if I'm going to zoom out and show you a bunch of different options you have here. Like you've got all your lists. You've got all your menus. You've got your modal dialogues. So some of these components are pre-baked. You can just take them, bring them into your design to quickly get started. So while this is just for Microsoft, we also have an iOS UI kit. We have a material design UI kit. And now we have the Windows latest UI kit as well. So apart from the basic drawing tools, what I want to show you is how we've simplified some of the other workflows for you, especially when you want to bring in image. So when you want to bring in images, if you worked in the past with images, it's always tedious because you have to crop them, clip them, and you know you don't want to spend time doing that. So with XD, we've simplified some of those processes for you. So for example, what I'm trying to now achieve is I'm trying to build this screen where I've got three images clipped inside a shape and masked. With XD, all you have to do now is just drag an image into a shape, and we automatically clip and mask that image for the in the shape. So it reduces the amount of time it takes to, you know, go back, crop it, then clip it with another shape. So I'm going to do the same for, you know, the remaining images out here. And you can see how simple it was for me to bring in three images. I didn't spend time cropping them. I didn't spend time clipping them. The other interesting aspect is if things overflow from an artboard, they easily get masked, so you don't have to worry about those. And on that note, one thing I forgot to mention was the artboard tool, which is sort of the primary tool you're going to get started with. So when you click on the artboard tool, you actually get a whole bunch of presets. So you don't spend time figuring out what the right sizes you have to design for. So if you're designing for web, you've got a bunch of presets. You've got a bunch of Microsoft devices there. Similarly, Google and Apple. So you've got all your presets right within the app. You click on it, you get an artboard of that specific dimension. Now, the other thing I want to show you is around repeated content. So what I'm trying to achieve here is this little playlist. So this playlist is nothing but a sequence of, you know, one element that's repeated several times. Now, this is again painful. You got to copy it, you got to paste it, space it out evenly. There's a whole bunch of steps you go through. With XD, we've tried to simplify all of these workflows for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select this, and then we have this option called the repeat grid. So I click on repeat grid. Once I do that, I get this little handle where I can drag, and it automatically repeats my content for me inside a grid. So I'm going to do this a couple of times, and then you can see I can use this to adjust the padding. So it's all kept together inside a grid. I didn't have to manage the padding separately, duplicating separately. So I think I've got a bunch of, you know, items out there. Now I need to update the text. Now you could go ahead, you know, double click, select the text. Hello world, since that's our favorite. And you could keep doing that for every single entry. Now that's going to take you a lot of time. With XD, one of the other features we have is you can bring in text content using a text file. So what I have here is a very simple text file which has, you know, a bunch of names I've copied from the net. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to select this grid, go here, and I'm going to just drop that. Oops. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop that here, and you can see how using a text file I actually populated the entire grid in one go. So that's really powerful. If you're quickly mocking up ideas, you have a bunch, you know, you take your data, put it in a text file, you can drop your text file in, and that automatically populates the grid. This also works with images. So let's say I drew a shape and I repeated the shape. Now I take a whole bunch of images and I drop them in, they'll automatically populate inside the shapes. So repeat grid is a pretty powerful feature that helps you, you know, really take an existing element, repeat it several times, build a grid, and at the same time maintain all the aspects of the grid so you don't have to worry about repositioning stuff. Apart from that, there are also a bunch of whole other features which are really powerful with the whole Microsoft design language. So some time back, we spoke about the whole acrylic effect and material. Using XD, you can actually create some of those effects using background blur. So if you notice, I'm going to turn it off. What I've drawn is a basic shape here. It has a fill color. I'm going to go ahead and turn on the background blur option. And when I do that, what it does is it basically blurs everything behind that shape. So it is that simple to achieve some of those acrylic effects in XD using some of these options. So XD has a whole bunch of different design features. For those of you who want to work with layers, layers is a panel separately. This sort of replicates the DOM of your design document. So you can use this if you want to, you know, really manage how your layers are organized. You've also got the pen tool. So the pen tool is similar to the pen tool you have in Illustrator. You can use that to draw different objects, shapes. And so these are some of the key features we have around design which can really help you get started with your process. So combining some of this with the UI kits that we have, you can really put together different flows. So I want to show you a few examples that others have put together. So this is actually an entire sequence of a login process that someone has quickly mocked up inside of XD. It's just a bunch of shapes again. He's used certain elements like the keyboard from the UI kits that we have. So he didn't waste time actually trying to design all of those. This is another example of someone creating a wireframe of, you know, different app screens. So all of this is again created inside of XD using features like the repeat grid, which really speeds up the whole process. Now I know we spoke a lot about design, and at the start of this I mentioned that Adobe XD is a tool that lets you design and prototype. So now I want to talk a little bit about how this helps you prototype as well. So I'm going to go back to this example, which has, you know, a quick flow of the login process. Now my goal as an individual is to be able to express how this, you know, connects together. How does someone go from screen A to screen B? How does it transition? What is the click? What's the trigger for it? Now, if you've done this in the past, you would have to export these images and then maybe draw hotspots and link them using HTML. With XD, you don't have to do all of that. You can just switch over to the prototype tab. Now, once you switch over to the prototype tab, what you can do is select different objects. So I've selected the sign-in button. And then you notice there's a little arrow. So I'm going to go ahead and drag that arrow out. and I get this thing called, we call it the wire. So you can drag a wire and drop it on any target. So I'm dropping it on this artboard. So when I drop it there, I get this little pop-up that allows me to configure how this transition is going to happen. So what I'm basically saying is when someone clicks on the sign-in button, I want it to go to this specific artboard. I want it to slide left. I want it to maybe just ease out, and I'll leave the easing the duration the same. Now what I'm going to also do is I'm going to pick a bunch of other components and wire it up. So let's say I click on forgot your password. It takes me to this screen. In this case, it slides up. And then when I click on this sign up button, it takes me over here. And this slides down. So you get the idea, right? Like, you just select different objects and you start wiring them. It's not necessary that each artboard has to have just one wired object. For example, if you notice this has one button wired up, I could still go ahead, select this, and wire it to the second screen. So you can create really complex flows. You don't have to worry about duplicating each artboard several times. You can have multiple wires, multiple interactions originating from a single artboard. Now that you've done all of this, the next question is, how do you really test it? How do you preview it? So with XD, all you have to do is hit the little preview button up there. So I'm going to select this artboard. I'm going to make it the home artboard. So it starts from there. I hit the preview button. And oops. So I get this screen out here. Now what I can do is basically click on this. And you can see I get all the transitions right there. So I've already prototyped my design. So I click on this. You can see it slides up. I click here. It slides down. So what I've actually done is I've quickly designed something and I've prototyped it within the same application. So using this, you can create multiple flows. You can wire different elements up. And this really helps you explain when you have an idea, you want to explain the sequence of things. You want to quickly put together, you know, a flow of how a specific workflow is. This is really powerful for things like that. Now, we also take it one step further. So we spoke about design, we spoke about prototyping, but a large part of the design process also involves collaboration. And collaboration happens at several different levels. So as a designer, you might collaborate with other designers, and we are working on features that help in that specific domain. As a stakeholder who could be a product manager, you know, someone from the marketing team, there's a different level of collaboration over there. And then as a developer, there's a whole other level of collaboration between a designer and a developer. So one of the things we've also worked on is the ability to share these designs right from XD. So all you have to do is click on this little pop-up. We immediately generate a URL for you. You also get you have an option to be able to embed this prototype. So you can embed the prototype for someone to go ahead and play with this on, you know, a website. So in this case, let's say you actually create a URL for it, right? You get this option where you can quickly get your URL. So I've already opened this up over here. And if you notice, what we get is a browser version of your prototype, which actually has all of the animation. So everything you wired up in the application works perfectly fine in the browser. So you could quickly send the URL to someone and say, you know, why don't you just try out the flow for this? I've quickly mocked up something. And they could actually click on the different buttons and go through the entire process. Now, coming specifically to the whole stakeholder experience, we also have the ability to leave comments on your prototypes and designs. So you could basically share this URL with someone. They could leave a bunch of comments. They could annotate different parts of your design. So again, helping you take some of those workflows where we struggle over email, struggle over different, you know, communication channels to send feedback back and forth. All of that can now easily be done in the browser. And the beauty of all of this is, you know, as you get feedback and you say, you know, you want to make changes, you can go back to XD, make all of those changes, and just hit share again. Now, when you hit share again, it doesn't mean you get a new URL. The page just refreshes for the end user, and they get all the latest updates. So it really takes away that process of, you know, always having to export something, upload it somewhere, send them a revised version, you know, find the feedback somewhere else. All of that is more streamlined because now you're doing everything from a single touch point, which is the application itself. In the long run, this entire workflow will broaden, will have much more functionality. With developers, we'll be building a whole other set of workflows which will allow you to, you know, quickly provide them properties of different elements, style guides, red lines, specs. So that's a complete other workflow that we're investing in. For stakeholders, there'll be more functionality around resolving comments, you know, better ways of a much more improved way to do pin comments and annotations. So there's a lot more coming to the whole collaboration process. And for designers, there's going to be co-editing within the application, so there could be multiple designers editing the artboard at the same time. So this is just a glimpse of what we have right now, and you know, it's sort of the direction we are headed in. Now, for anyone who wants to try this out, I would recommend we going to xd.adobe.com. Currently, XD is free for everyone. It's in beta. So all you have to do is just go to go to this URL, sign up with your Adobe ID, and you can install XD for free. Like I mentioned earlier, we also have it on Windows. It's our first UWP app that we've built. So there's a lot of new functionality we added into the Windows version and brought it in parity with our Mac. It's been a great process working with Microsoft to build one of our first applications on UWP. So it's been an interesting process of, you know, for Adobe as a whole, like building an application natively on Windows. At the same time, it's given us an opportunity to work with them and give them feedback about, you know, the way text works, the way different components that they have work. And then for those of you interested in learning more on how to use this tool, when you go to the website, there's a section called Learn and Support. I would highly recommend going there and, you know, using some of the tutorials we have. So depending on, you know, where you are, you could either pick some of the beginner tutorials. Those will really walk you through some of the basic steps I showed you, which was designing, prototyping, and then sharing. Once you get past that, if you're still interested in pushing that further, you've got more experienced tutorials which talk about, you know, complex wireframing to high fidelity workflows, how you can quickly go from a quick wireframe to like full-fledged designs right within XD. So that's all I had. If you have any questions, that's my email address there. If you want to know more on how we are building this from an engineering standpoint on Mac and on Windows, specifically around UWP, feel free to reach out to me. I'll put you in touch with different team members who would be the right people to answer those questions. But that's all I had. Thank you.